Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you have a laser pointer?
Yeah.
You need to see if he will chase the dot of the laser pointer. That's a great way to wear him out.
It's a lazy man's walk.
More than dogs
will do it. Dogs will do it. There are certain dogs that do. Linus loves it. If I go to my drawer of my desk and Linus is down here, he'll start looking at the carpet because he knows the laser pointer is in the desk. Might be go time. Don't know.
You still doing it with Robert?
Robert doesn't pay attention to it. He's not good with colors.
So you'll hear, and then I look over where the playpen once was, and it's flat.
So it's like a basket, a basket for the dog that he's figured out how to defeat.
He defeats the basket, but then he's trapped.
Yeah.
So you see his head sticking up, and then he begins to whine. Uh-huh. And I look over him. I said, "You're an idiot.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
There is no greater satisfaction, and the regular awakening time in the O'Mara household is 6:30 a.m.
All right.
And, you know, it's funny because you think, okay, 6:30, I'm usually up before that, but I'm just stirring a little bit. And then when we flip it because of the Lee County, welcome to Lee County, to the Lee County Public School System to adhere to their schedule, as my son is now, for the very first time, going to be riding the bus to school again. We waited the month of virtual learning. We checked everything out. Everything seems to be okay for now. And I emphasize for now, because we are still dealing with a big damn dummy in the governor's mansion. So just be mindful of that. So for now.
Well, just like the bumper sticker says on your car, Mike, just like your bumper sticker says, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. One day at a time, yeah, for when I went to rehab and quit. So it's really, really a frustrating situation. My son's nervous. We calm him down. We get up at 6 instead of 6:30. That half hour is just a little, I want to put spoons on my eyes. Let me put it to you that way. Even though we all got to bed very, very early last night, we're up and we're getting ready to go. And that wonderful feeling of technology that you get to see the bus and track the bus, which is 2.4 miles away, then it's 1.8 miles away, then it's 2 miles away because it's going in another road in a back street in a back neighborhood, and then it's 1.6 miles away. Then the charter bus arrives at the same stop, and the kids in their little uniforms get on that bus and go off to school. The charter bus, which appears to be on time every morning, religiously, even though it's not a religious school. And then the joy comes when that 7:11, which is the time we were told to be out at the school bus for his return to the bus at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. And we wait, and then it's 7:15. About 7:15, as I said before, the charter bus school comes.
Right.
And they're there. And my son is a trooper. He is calm. He is collected. Inside, I'm the pissed off dad. I'm like, here we go again. Here we go with Lee County, schools who don't communicate. It's too big. They don't pay attention. And then it becomes 7:20. At 7:20, I'm still looking at the app and it says, well, wait a minute. The bus is a mile away.
Ooh.
Then 0.9.
Closer.
On the way.
Then 0.8. Mm-hmm. Then 0.5. I said, get out of the car, Michael. We're not forgotten, even though the bus is 15 minutes late.
Ooh.
We're not forgotten. And then I watch it just drive right past the community because no one told the school bus driver. I had my little paperwork in my hand. The principal and my wife had the conversation, and everything was supposed to be done, but it's not done.
Was it a slow roll, or was it just like, ugh?
It's a slow, painful 0.5, 0.6, 0.7, little traffic at 0.8.
Yes.
You know, you would think.
Sitting up at the big light.
You would think if he's skipping stops, he'd at least be on time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Also, in the middle of the pandemic, would it be safer to send your to drive your son to work every day? I mean, to school, or to let him ride the bus? I'm just curious.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. If I knew the answer to that, maybe I would be driving him. But you know what? I think that if the kids, if they are limited on the cases and they are all wearing their masks and they are socially distanced on the bus,
isn't this your public school bus? And I rode one. You drove them, Mike. Rob rode them.
Sure.
That's the place where you pick your nose, you get wedgies, you get made fun of. You find out what, you know, your people's older brothers and older sisters told them about, you know what, and you get, that's I think where you take the mask down. You're like, I can't believe they're wearing masks.
Yeah, and also, I mean, have they explained plans for social distancing within the bus? Have they lowered the bus loads? Are there less kids on the buses now, or do you know?
Well, his bus was never a crowded bus anyway to start.
Oh, okay.
So,
it wasn't a short
bus. That's the one thing I can't tell you.
No.
It was not a short bus. He loved the joke when the Penske rental truck, the big box truck, came in.
Yes.
And he said, that's your new school bus. What's great about my son's sense of humor is that it's sophisticated and he loves it.
Hold on.
And I said, oh, you have something for me? This is exciting. Oh, there is bare feet.
Yes. The man that screams, I'm ready for the day.
This is a short bus.
Well,
right
worth
here.
It.
Where did you get that barefoot? Where did you get that?
I have collectibles around the house. You know, tchotchkes around to make it more interesting. But this is a gift from my father, and there's no door on it, which is always sort of troubling to me. But
does it remind you of your childhood?
Yes, it was, and how I met so many of my dear friends.
You missed what Oscar said about you that. Nothing screams ready for the day more than bare feet. Not any big plans today.
And yet, here I am. So, what do you do? You know.
It's just whenever you pad around that downstairs area. Can you hit the gong just for
S's please,
and giggles?
Just for us.
Oh, is the family sleeping?
They won't be after I hit the gong. Let's see.
I'm making a living here.
Rob
great.
Has the most fun. Doesn't Rob have the most fun
he's
studio?
The best.
He really does. Yeah. He has the most fun.
He's like
studio.
Jim Cramer.
But anyway,
what
the bus actually has a swing out stop sign on it too. Look, see.
Where did you?
I didn't know.
Where
they
did
even
you
made
acquire
those.
That? Where did
this
you
was
acquire
a gift?
That?
It was a gift from my father. I think it was a Christmas gift.
It's a funny gift. Was it?
It's a good little gift. Yes.
When he gave you that gift, just so to button this off, did hilarity ensue when he gave you the short bus?
Of course it did. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. A dad son moment right there.
He said,
I share a lot of.
That's good.
It's a short bus. I added it to my set design, so now you can see it every day.
Oh, that's what is the what did you put? The short bus on top of it. Is that Julia and a baby?
No, that's Elvis.
Is that Carrie and a baby?
Elvis.
That's an Elvis jigsaw puzzle.
I can't see it that well.
My bumper sticker's off. There we go.
Oh, look at that.
There we go.
You know, that would probably carry a lot more weight if you put it on the back of your car.
Yeah. But he doesn't drive.
I don't go anywhere.
He doesn't drive.
Yeah, you know, it's more powerful here.
Yeah.
You're right. By the way, no hate crimes against the O'Maras with our bumper stickers.
Attaboy.
You know, no flame. I got flipped off in 2016. I got flipped off.
The hostility was there.
Yeah, it was on this show, I think.
It was actually out on the street. The guy was like, just flipped me off. And I forgot for a second that I had the bumper sticker on. And it was very disappointing.
God, it's almost as if he didn't know that there was an amendment that protected your law to do that. Your right to have an opinion. He doesn't think it's fair. He doesn't think it's fair.
Oh, it's strange times we live in. But I have to say that the plan, we had a contingency plan, and the plan was Mrs. O'Mara will come to the bus stop and collect our son at 7:30 because I have a show to do early this morning. And she did that. I was not pleasant during the handoff. But I said, bye, love you to my son. I looked at Carla and my look said, you know, here we are again with the weak link of the Lee County public school
system. Always has been.
The transportation always has been from the very beginning, always too big, too many layers, too many managers.
What time do classes start for him, or does his class start?
I think it's something like 7:55 or something like that.
Roughly 8 o'clock start. So if you, that gives you time to miss the bus and still get to school. Okay.
Yeah. He's cool with that. And we're close by. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but it's just the you know, as far as I don't want to say that it was a joyous morning, but it was kind of like back to, a feeling of
back to school,
partial normalcy.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
with the mask and the idea. And when we put him in on Friday and we drove him to school, his just demeanor was just fantastic. They're doing pods. They don't eat lunch collectively, but having the interaction where you've got, say, a paper in front of you, and you raise the hand, and you have a mask, and the teacher has a mask, and she helps you out. I am just praying that this all works quickly.
Do you have a contingency? And I'm sorry to cut you off. I love that he's going back to school. I think that's important for especially early childhood development.
You're going to ask me if I take his temperature.
No. Do you take your temperature every time you hug him?
You know, I'm the only one that's in peril here.
Yes! That's right.
So I have agreed to this, and I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. The mood of my son, the son we got back on Friday for the weekend, justifies this move. I know I am not alone. I know there are parents out there that are dealing with the same thing, and I just pray that we don't get this fall spike that we are supposed to get. We should point out the cases yesterday in the great state of Florida may have been at the lowest for quite some time. I'm not sure how long, but it was refreshing to see a number that was just in the hundreds, especially with the country experiencing 40,000 a day when we were going to try to get down to 10,000 a day. I mean, I pay attention to this data and the numbers. And what I was going to say is with the idea of taking him back, putting him on the bus, we are keeping an eye on this, and instantaneously I would pull him out with even the slightest problem.
Smart.
One case, I would probably pull him out.
You said something in passing as you were setting up the story. You said that he was nervous today. How did that manifest itself? Is he better now that he's at school?
He's much better than he used to be. He's a cool customer, and you know, I love him to death, and he is truly something. Obviously, I've sent him back to school. I will love him to death.
Well, he'll love you to death.
It's his mood, my death. His happiness is my death.
You know, your father did this for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. So, you know what?
Aren't the flowers pretty, Michael? So lovely. So many people loved him.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Look.
But I'm dragging my ass today because it was just like the early. And by the way, Carla has a new methodology of waking daddy up. And the waking of daddy is she gets up. Yeah, I wish. She wakes up at, first of all, she wakes up before 6 a.m. So I see the warm glow of her addiction, which is her phone, you know, beaming through the bedroom. Then I was able to close my eyes and drift back to sleep.
Oh, nice.
Prior to 6 a.m. At 6 a.m., probably 15 minutes later, I am awakened by she releases the Kraken, which is the Boston Terrier. The Kraken takes his morning dump, is freed after spending a night in a crate, and just tears through the house, including a leap that begins at the doorway and lands on me.
Oh, no. That's and not a good way thinking, to wake. You
know, and by the way, I'm all strapped up at this point, too. I got the CPAP all hooked up. So it's like, that's a chew toy.
Was trying to save you.
Right. Well, the Kraken is, I will tell you, at one point when we spring, and by the way, we bought the Kraken a soft-sided playpen for when we don't want him bothering people. This dog is so strong that the soft-sided playpen now, he has folded up while he's inside of it because he hurls his Kraken body at the sides of the playpen and it collapses.
Yes.
And so then I'll hear. So So you'll hear, and then I look over where the playpen once was, and it's flat.
So it's like a basket, a basket for the dog that he's figured out how to defeat.
He defeats the basket, but then he's trapped.
Yeah.
So you see his head sticking up, and then he begins to whine. Uh-huh. And I looked over him. I said, "You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Kraken." So the Kraken has destroyed his little pen. And last night, Carla was out. Where was she last night? Somewhere. And I'm sitting there watching the dog, and that Carla put the Kraken in the playpen. And I look over there and said, "I hope you don't think because you were so manic and full of that doggy penis adrenaline that you've collapsed your enclosure, and I'm going to rescue you from it." And then after about the fourth whine, where I looked over, and there's canvas sides to this, and then there's a mesh.
Yes.
There's a mesh window.
Yeah.
And what I see over the mesh window is I hear, and then I see him going.
Like, of course.
The Kraken is
And
I finally, I finally free him from you. But the Kraken. The strength of this animal is, I took a moment last night online to look at enclosures, playpens, and I looked at five of them. And I went, nope.
I've never heard of these before. And I've had crazy dogs.
It's a little cage that you have. It's not really a crate because it's not enclosed on all sides. By the way, he is happy as a clam in the crate.
Yeah.
Much happier than dogs he is in the pen. Go figure. And I look at these little pens, and I am looking at them like the warden would look at them in the Shawshank Redemption. You know, I'm like, nope, can get out of that one. Nope, he can spring out of that. And the reason I was saying no, is I'm talking about his vertical jump.
He can jump over.
He stands at one level and jumps straight up into a bar stool.
He's
capable of doing that. Yet the Kraken cannot be contained by any particular enclosure.
What does he do?
It won't be.
What does he do to annoy you guys when he's out of the pen?
Yeah, when he's free.
He has an ability, and more so than my son. I used to refer to my son as Ball Crusher McGee. Well, you've got Herculean. He has the strength of an ant. He literally is that.
I mean,
powerful,
the ratio.
I mean, he's got a tiny little paw that will just dig into that area, and he's not easily movable.
Mm-hmm.
But I could list right now. I love him, but I hate him.
Mm.
I love him, but I hate him because of the many things he does. We have a cloth tan pit group out in our living room that I don't think is going to last 3 months with what he's doing. He is hurling his body onto this thing. And, and we've already, the ship has sailed as far as, I'm trying to train him. He can sit, but he's not capable of doing anything other than destroying. He doesn't chew.
Yeah.
It's just, he hurls his body all over.
It's like, it's like when my dad used to yell at us and say, don't throw yourselves on the couch. It's supposed to last a few years.
Don't throw yourself, and he hurls himself.
Yeah.
And did I mention, there's nothing I can do about this. I don't want to make people sad, but he also will kill Frankie. I think he's slowly wearing Frankie down. I really think that's.
But that was part of the plan, wasn't it?
Frankie does this little. This is Frankie's whole day now. He's like,
oh yeah,
yeah. Leave me alone.
He is so. He and had a, they really, what, 2 months of being like the alpha dog between the dogs. He had a couple good months, and now he's back to being
months,
in danger all
month,
the time.
A month of being the alpha dog, and then they will. So it'll be all day. The only reason I'm not hearing that right now is because Winslow's put somewhere, either in a crate or in his collapsed pen.
It's a dryer.
But Frankie all day. And then they will occasionally, if there's a like a bully stick between the two, they will really go at it.
Ooh.
And when that happens, it's advantage strong dog.
Of course.
I mean, Winslow will literally put his paws over Frankie and just be like, but it's going to kill him. Because Frankie comes away from those encounters. This is what he does. He'll be done. We'll say, stop. Winslow, get down. And I'll look at Frankie, and Frankie will go.
he's dazed.
Yeah.
Dazed.
He doesn't have a chance.
His lips, sneezing. Oh, what happened?
Nervous sneeze.
Yeah. You can't fight the Kraken, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Frankie's that big. I'm a million pounds. And he wipes my ass out, you know? but in a way, there are other ways where he's just so... and on Carla's birthday weekend, I didn't need the lecture from my mother-in-law about how horrible it is letting a dog lick your face. I have never had a dog that licked my face. And I know she said, you should have seen the people we had come into the dentist's office. I said, can you stop with that, please? Yes, I know people got an infection in their face.
What, it causes tooth decay?
I don't know. No, they said it would be... I don't know. I was trying not to listen, but it was something like their eyes were all puffy and they might because of the bacteria. Isn't it true that people's mouths are more bacteria laden than dogs'
mouths?
It's
always said that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth.
But I always felt like that was like a Snopes deal because every time I look at Santos, trust me, I look at him. He's licking his pee-pee.
You look at what he's licking.
Yeah, and maybe time to get some toothpaste in you before you come to work.
Yeah, maybe his pee-pee is cleaner than your pee-pee. You don't know.
Maybe.
Could be. Legend has it.
I mean, and we've all said that we would if we could, right? I mean, yes. We would if we were able to do that. Mm-hmm. We have the flexibility. I can hardly pick up a golf ball, much less do that to myself. take a video of me putting a sock on, and then you'll see, oh, boy, those balls were far, far away when that happened. But
I just checked Snopes. Snopes says that dogs' golf balls are cleaner than humans' golf balls.
As a matter of fact, I take him out to the golf course and let him just lick the balls clean. That's what he could do out. Hello up there in heaven, Mike Buchanan. That's for you. Mike Buchanan, remember that clip from
I do,
Channel
as a matter
9?
Of fact, yes. he didn't use the ball washer.
Yeah, he didn't use it. He licked his balls clean. And then there was this awkward pause that they all had, which is special. That's why I love local news. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, the Kraken is the way he is. He's super, super hyped up. And I think at a certain point, I got to take him out into one of those places where they fly the remote-controlled planes and just let him run. Just let him run it out of himself all the time, Because he does that around the house. He'll periodically just do these turbo laps.
Zoomies.
And I want to make him into a Frisbee dog, too.
Do you have a laser pointer?
Yeah.
You need to see if he will chase the dot of the laser pointer. That's a great way to wear him out.
It's a lazy man's walk.
More than dogs will do it.
Dogs will do it. There are certain dogs that do. Linus loves it. If I go to my drawer of my desk and Linus is down here, he'll start looking at the carpet because he knows the laser pointer is in the desk. Might be go time. Go time. Don't know.
You still doing it with Robert?
Robert doesn't pay attention to it. He's not good with colors or rhyming.
Or did you say or rhyming?
Or rhyming, but if you give him a stick, he'll dig for days. He's a good boy.
So anyway, on that
he's
note,
a good ass, Mike.
The show, he's a good ass. He's a good ass. You keep him in an enclosure?
Well, he looked at me through the mesh and then he figured a way out. Smart boy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but it's good. It's dinner for him tonight. Franks and beans. He's having Franks and beans tonight.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you never let on how much you like a girl. Oh, Daddy. Hi. You always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? When ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. Now, this is most important, Rat. It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
You work at Cinema 4, right? That must be great. You get to see all those free movies.
You get free popcorn.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Would you mind if I excuse myself for a moment?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Rat.
Are you ready to order here?
She will have the knockwurst.
The knockwurst.
Hmm? And you? I'll have a say.
Yeah.
Mike, it's Mark.
Hey, what happened to your date?
It's happening right now. Everything's fine, except I left my wallet at home.
Did you go home and get it?
No, I can't. I'm here. The food's coming in everything. Look. Could you do me a favor? Just borrow your mom's car, drive to my house, get my wallet, and bring it back here.
Eesh, I'm really kinda busy, Rat.
Look, just do me this one favor. I swear I won't ask you for anything again in this lifetime or any other, but just please do this for me.
All right, but you owe me for this one.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Hey, Mark.
Mike.
Is that you?
Yeah, hi. You come here?
Yeah, I come for the strudel. It's great. Hey, listen, I found your wallet the other day. Want it back?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking for this.
Gotta be going. See you later.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
And then, of course, it's back to her house where she changes into a bathrobe. And as we all know, Jennifer Jason Leigh in that particular film was someone who was, well, let me put it delicately, attainable in that movie.
Remember in the dugout.
And the actor that played Damone and Rat, unfortunately, we didn't see a lot of them in the years following. Not in major roles. And then Judge Reinhold had a little bit of a career that he kind of flamed out. And then Phoebe Cates kind of got out of the biz. And I think Jennifer Jason Leigh would probably be arguably one of the cast members of Fast Times at Ridgemont High that had the most significant career.
Well, Sean Penn.
Fast Times. Sean Penn became a megastar.
Yeah.
Yes. Sean Penn, the
biggest star.
And
Mr. Vargas, nowhere to be seen except the movie Ghost.
No. Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm switching to second. Anyway, I love that movie. It's so bad. We are live from the nice Podcast ball. Village Studios in our nation's capital. We are heard all over the place. Toccoa, Georgia. Gumneck Township, North Carolina. Boy, the South representing today.
Sure.
Hey, Oahu, Hawaii.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Okay, from Oahu. Did I just do? I think I did. Did I just do a playlet of what I thought? Because that guy's not here anymore, right?
No, we lost him.
I think that could. Somewhere, turn your music down. I want to do somewhere over the rainbow.
Tiny Tim died?
No, that's not Tiny Tim. This is anything but Tiny.
Tiny Tim?
Excuse me, I didn't know.
A Tiny Tim, for the love of God, this is Tiny. Hold on, yes. We got Tiny Tim here.
This, always at the
this
ready.
Is Tiny Tim.
Yes, that's Tiny Tim.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear Tiny Tim? Should I turn him up?
Turn him up, please. Yes, there we go. That's Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Mike was referring to a guy named Israel Kamakawa Wawa'ala.
Aww.
Kamakawi Wa'oli.
Such a beautiful, beautiful song. All right. Rob and I will be doing dueling soundboards. Also heard it. Also heard
that's
in
the point.
I didn't like that.
Ordinary Virginia. You ever been to Ordinary, Rob? Have you been to Ordinary Virginia?
I've never seen anything like it.
Paradise, Montana, and Taichung City, Taiwan.
Yes, Taiwan.
Someday I will tour Asia. I would like to see Asia before I. Just
great
to see
band.
It, just to be over there. We are brought to you today by, let's see, here it is, Ring, right?
Ring.
Is that right?
Ring!
Do I have that right,
Ring.
Or did you give me?
No, Cornerstone.
Oh, Cornerstone.
Oh, well,
Ring the bell at Cornerstone.
Hold on a second. Let me get in there and get that.
Well, I can ad-lib mic right now.
Cornerstone's great.
Yeah.
We all know Cornerstone is great, and here's their phone number. What's their phone number, Rob?
Cornerstone is right down the hall, as a matter of fact. It's a funny thing about Cornerstone. I've actually been working with Joe Rogers at Cornerstone.
What time did you send me the spots this morning?
I sent them to you yesterday evening at about 6, I think.
Oh, no. Let me see. Hold on. I'll see if I can find them. I'll do that.
The thing about it is rates are historically low. I'm talking history in the making. For the first time ever, they're in the twos. And if you were to refinance now, it would be really prudent because if you do it now, you'll probably never have to do it again. And here's something that you got to know. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, two jerks, are getting ready to implement a fee, an extra percentage point if you refinance. So you got to act now. You must act now, or you're going to be penalized by this extra point. If you want the historic low, if you want to lock in a rate, if you want to make sure you never have to refi again, you call Cornerstone right now. Mark Livingstone at cornerstonefirstfinancial.com.
202-625-1221.
That's the way to do it, and you'll never have to refi again. You'll be so glad you did. You will save money every month. You will shorten the length of your mortgage.
Whether it's a purchase or a refi, I got it now. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We love them. You're going to love them. And, let me see. I'm printing them right now.
Okay, good.
So it didn't show up on my top page, which normally shows up. So, I mean, that's all right. Cornerstone First Financial, we love them. I used them. Oscar used them. Mm-hmm. And, it's really gratifying to us that all our listeners have used them as well. And, take advantage before they start messing with you. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Fannie Farmer thing that they're doing.
Fannie Flag,
that,
I think, is what it is.
Where they're putting a fee in there just so they can make money. Mm. That doesn't make sense. You know, Americans need a break. Don't you think Americans need a break now? Huh?
I do. Huh?
Don't they?
Yeah, do it.
Don't
Absolutely.
Americans get a break?
Yes.
So that's it. So are you guys going to watch the festivities tonight? Are you
I'm excited about tonight.
Vlogging anytime with the
But
debates?
Although I do have one question for either of you guys. Do you think anyone is going to watch the debate tonight to change their mind? I think anyone who watches the debate tonight is watching it to reinforce what they're already thinking.
That's a great observation.
I'm gonna probably limit my time to watching pre-debate stuff, but I will probably. But you know what? If they linger on undecideds, I'm going to be so pissed off because I am so tired of that, where they get the idiots in a room that are like, don't really know, not
Ken
sure.
Bone. Remember
I'd
Ken Bone?
Have, you know, who, oh, yeah, Ken Bone. Oh, my God. What a good memory.
What was his downfall? There's something weird that happened with Ken
it was
Bone.
Something, it
By
had
the
to
way,
do
you
with
sent me those spots at 9:30 p.m. I was abed.
Okay, I apologize.
Just out of curiosity. But you sent them to me last night, so that's right.
I think Ken Bone had something to do with an adult website, if memory serves. Let me Google and see what the first thing that comes up.
His star fell pretty quick because they were selling cardigans for a while, and then that was it.
Yeah, red sweater. He had a red sweater, didn't he? I remember that. And that was when we had Josh Murphy interning, and he would say, did you see Ken Bone?
It's supposed to be the most important debate of the election.
Yeah.
And you guys can give me some more clarity. Is it because of the early voting? Is it because the voting has started? Because this is an election unlike any other in modern day history, that this first debate is supposed to be the most important debate? Or is that just hype?
Well, what it is normally is the first debate is the only one that gets any significant ratings. They fall off dramatically.
See, I did not know that.
After that. And okay. Rob, do you happen to have the fatso list of things you cannot eat?
I believe so, yeah. Give me one sec.
From the lady. I would now like, there's a movie Rob and I like called Fatso, where the lady tells
Dom DeLuise
what he cannot eat, and he starts to cry, a tear comes. I will read the debate rules in the style of the nurse from Fatso, all right?
Do not drink alcoholic beverages. Do not drink soda pop. Do not drink AIDS or punches. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat.
All right, hold on.
There will be no pre-debate handshake.
There will be no post-debate spin room for surrogates to put the best face on the candidates. Chris Wallace will forego masks. All forego masks. They will all forego masks during the debate. The debate audience will also be significantly pared down between 75 and 80 people, all of whom will be given coronavirus tests before they enter the debate hall. Trump will take the first question, a decision that was determined by a coin toss. The event will run for 90 minutes with no commercial breaks. Debate topics will include the Trump and Biden records, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in our cities, and the integrity of the election, according to a press release from the Commission on Presidential Debates. The topics were selected by Wallace. Two additional debates are planned before Election Day. This one, not only because it's the first, but because you've got a guy that works for what is arguably a right-wing outlet,
yep.
but he is an outlier on that right-wing outlet, that he is a fair and balanced guy. And I think Chris Wallace is going to take his role very, very seriously, and I think it's going to be fascinating. I will tell you how I, as a Democrat, feel about this. I'm excited about it. I am very, very, you know, when they had that hype machine going about Sleepy Joe and all that, I was filled with dread. And then I watched the convention. Now I'm like, bring it on. He's fine. He can do it. He can handle it. And it'll be interesting to watch and see how it goes.
This just in, Oscar, to satisfy your curiosity, the thing that brought Ken Bone down was when he was posting political stuff, he actually used the same name that he used on a different subreddit in which they talked about beautiful pregnant women.
Yeah, it was a horn. He was a horn dog.
And he called them, he called pregnant women beautiful human submarines.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Look, because pregnant women passengers. Are beautiful. I'm just not getting on a Reddit to talk about them being human submarines.
Yeah, there he is.
There's Ken Bone. Ken Bone with his sweater. Ken Bone. Probably should. Did he? Hold on. Can you hold that back up for me?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah.
Did he have his sweater tucked in? Is he a fat guy with a tucked in sweater?
No, that Mike. It only appears to be tucked in because of the, it goes out and
because
the
of the overhanging. Because it's far. Because it is way too tight.
No, but I tell you, what, there should be a subreddit on that zipper because that thing is really doing the Lord's work.
Good Lord.
So you don't normally see him in profile. No. That's a good picture.
Right. So being a political junkie, as I am, although like many who, you know, love the sport of it, I'm weary. I'm weary of the whole thing, but I will be watching it with a tremendous amount of
curiosity. Well, don't get happy,
tonight.
Mike, because this is normally about the time, and we've worked together a long time. This is normally about the time you start feeling the dread and the worry of how they're going to fumble it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's anxiety I have, is to see like what actually is going to happen tonight.
Yeah, it's tough. Here's because he has much to lose. He has much to lose.
And really, anxiety is not the word. It's more like real worry.
Yeah.
This is the way I look at it. And this is after talking to all my mates. And this is really, I'm not proud of this. There is a level of blissful confidence in the Trump family and the Trump supporters where I would imagine going into a debate armed with you can say anything and it won't matter.
Right.
It's got to be an amazingly powerful place where they're talking about Joe Biden, that he has to appear presidential while he's going to stand up there and maybe be insulted for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to expect on this, but I pray, but there is no guarantee about this, I pray that he is prepared for what may come his way. I don't think you're going to have surprises. I just don't think they're capable of it on the other team. And I think they are confident. If you talk to the Trump people down here, there is, and I am talking about no doubt,
cockiness
in their minds, they are going to win this election going away. There is not even a shred of doubt. It is something to behold. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, and I'm so tired of reading it. Oh, what about because we're so shell-shocked from the last election. So it's going to be an interesting night. I am filled with a level of excitement where I'm looking forward to the free-for-all. I think you have somebody that really has a human connection with people, and that's Joe Biden, and I think it's going to be interesting to watch, and then Trump's going to do what Trump does. I don't think it's going to change the game a lot. I think that's the way I look at it. Now, on Thursday's show, we will. I wanted to have 24 hours to get this thing to settle and get some reaction, and then we will be talking to a member of the Lincoln Project, a group of Republicans that formed a group to rail against this current president. And what is the name of the gentleman?
It's Reed Galen. He's the big dog. He's El Capitan of the Lincoln Project.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to Reed about what his thoughts were and what he thinks we have to do. My questions are, what's the real state of the electorate right now, because you read so many different things.
Well, we know this, Mike.
I have no faith in the polls.
We know that one candidate hates malarkey and the other one hates to pay taxes. And so we will see all of this underscored at the debate.
Yeah. That's another example of where there was a report that I saw last night where they were going out, man on the street, love my man on the street reports.
Sure.
Meaningless. Absolutely. Badge of honor.
Of course.
Badge of honor for the Trump supporters. Nah. Badge of honor that he didn't pay taxes. I don't think that it matters to his base. You disagree?
I don't think there's enough people that don't pay taxes with that type of, I want to say, financial portfolio.
And it also speaks to the people.
I know rich guys don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I get it. That's why I wasn't so shocked. But I think John Q. Public isn't going to be okay with knowing that and seeing that the leader of the free world is just another rich guy.
And I also think that not getting a representative sample, because really, perhaps our best and brightest are not out on the street at this time.
Wink News isn't giving you the man on the street.
Right, yeah.
Well, it wasn't Wink. It was CNN. I was watching CNN Martin Savage, who I think, whenever I watch this guy on CNN, Martin Savage, I should probably not say this, because these are my dark little thoughts I get. I see this old grizzled reporter, Martin Savage, that I think at one particular time may have lingered in the anchor chair in the early days of CNN, and now they have him going into diners to talk to people with Trump t-shirts on, and it's just like, and he's got this anger. He sounds like Bill Curtis, the great narrator from Discovery. It's like, and he goes out there. Well, we found some people that the tax issue doesn't really, really matter. I understand Oscar's point, because Oscar is saying, if you're a super rich guy, like mega rich, you still peel off a couple of hundred grand to the IRS just to, just for S's and giggles. You're not talking about this money that, by the way, and it's not exclusively the taxes, it's the financial records of how much debt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This gentleman.
Yes.
And I use the term loosely, has carried. But anyhow, we'll have to wait and see. It's part of the debate conversation.
Okay, and I'll give you an example. The majority of Americans, especially this year, if they file their taxes, we had an extension. They're all like, oh, God, man, I hope it's not too much money I owe. So you're worried about that debt.
Terrified.
Right?
People are terrified.
Like, what are they going to come back? Even if you go to a place like TurboTax.
Right.
And the idea that the leader of the free world, who's in tremendous debt, is breaking off $750 to the federal government is mind-blowing.
Right. Yeah.
But not to his supporters.
No. They're like, he's probably got a great accountant.
Yeah. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm.
He knows how to play the game. He knows the system.
That's it.
System.
When you are the system and you're leading the system,
there's
got to be something. I mean, come on.
Right. But people don't have that. No. There does not seem to be a level of pissed offness. You know, they are, first of all, that's it. That's the way it goes. And by the way, I was thinking about this last night. And this is the last thing we'll say on this little pre-debate analysis. This is nothing new in politics. And, to think Trump is some phenomenon, he's not. For years and years and years and years, there have been politicians who had a beloved following where the guy could do anything. We had a politician in Washington, D.C., Mayor Marion Barry, who was imprisoned, was shown smoking crack on a video. Mayor for life. He was reelected.
What about Robert Ford in Toronto?
Yes.
Yes.
What about Robert Ford in Podcast Village?
They're both dead.
Is Robert Ford dead?
Yes.
I think Robert Ford died.
Yeah, I think he passed.
Yeah, I think his heart exploded or something.
Cocaine,
like
it's a hell of a drug.
Yes.
It's kaboom. You know, it's just like, man, this is great, eh? Hey, this is great, eh? Welcome to the Great White North, eh? Oh.
Oh,
that
no.
Hurt. That hurt, eh? Yeah. Oh, didn't even get a chance to sing Over the Rainbow. But anywho, we'll have to watch tonight. I urge that you watch the music,
stay informed,
the debate, stay informed. And if you happen to be one of the 1% or 2% of Americans that are basing your vote on the debate performance, I'd just like to say salute to all of you. Fantastic. Yeah, great country you live in. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
We dedicate this one with peace and love to the masses, especially to Ernie in Desert Green.
Call up.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to my homie from Nevada.
Ow. We got the Wappies winning ass picks.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Winning ass podcast.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week.
Along with the Merle, the Carrie, and the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Winning ass picks!
Don't make your picks until you check in with Nikki.
TMOS, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Light him up!
We out, y'all.
Thank you, kids. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. According to the Declaration of Independence, remember that?
Yes.
Happened a long time ago. We are all created equal. Politicians and billionaires have one vote, and so do you. This makes you as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation. It is your privilege and your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state if you can. All the information you need can be found at a website that I visited, vote.org. I actually was able to check my registration, make sure everything was up to date. Mm-hmm. You can do that at vote.org. Exercise your right, please. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote, because the future depends on you. And when you go to vote.org, you can get to any state with all the information that's
it's
required
all there.
Of you. So, you know, I think a lot of people are a little nervous with everything happening right now, but I wish you the very best of luck. I was listening to that promo, and it's so sad to have a football team that loses regularly. It's really sad to have the worst football team in America as your favorite. It really is a drag. And anyway, you draft this first round quarterback and you think this is the future. Mm. And then you're beginning to realize that, this is going to be, this could be one of those, there are many examples of it in the NFL where there's a bust. But my guy, for all the New York Giants fans out there, is DJ Danny Jones, and it's terrible.
It doesn't look good
to see that.
Does not look good.
It doesn't look good at all.
And then the Ravens lost last night.
True
bummer.
Thanks, Nick.
And my 32 pool guy comes back from Iowa Tucky or wherever the hell he's from, rolls into town, and not only won the money in the golf game yesterday, but won the 32 pool because the L.A. Rams got 32 points the other night.
Yeah, come on,
stacks of cash.
I mean, come on.
And so they reset the board, but so you can win again, but it'll just not be a huge jackpot, right?
Yeah, you don't have the rollover weeks.
Oof.
Can I make one final tiny, teeny, tiny little point about politics, and then I will be done with it. But I've been meaning to get my this off my chest for a couple of days now, okay?
Right.
Democrats, it really wasn't that difficult to nominate someone that might live a little longer. I love RBG, don't get me wrong, but she was 60
when she was sworn in.
Go younger so they last longer, so the people that are great.
I understand it's a little crass, I know.
One of the great, it's crass, but it's fact.
But what do you think they're doing on the other team? It's how you play the
game. How old is their nominee? 12 years old now, right?
That's
12.
48? 46?
She just got her braces
off. I will
be
dead when she leaves the court. Long since dead. That's the way they roll. So, and by the way, that's the system. We have the system. They're playing it.
Unless you live to 105, you're still around.
What? Yeah. One. Oh, a water in my mouth.
Let's go ahead and swallow. Swaller.
Swaller. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the bonus show of last week, Friday night, you missed the Spiewak being overrun. By another family that came in here. How hard was Friday night for you? Because I think it was a really, really good bonus show, but I know that you were having a bit of a struggle. And
it was a little bit of a struggle, but here's the thing. I and Carrie, neither of us had any idea that was about to happen. It was conspired behind my back by my daughter, and the Chubbucks just walked in. And you know what? I loved seeing them. I thought it was fun. It brought a good energy to the bonus show. But there was they're obviously not accustomed to the rules and regulations of doing a radio show.
The form of live radio show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is where you and I part company. This is where you and I are different human beings. All right. The Chubbucks came in here. It was wonderful to see them because you've talked about them forever on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took a big poop on you. That's what I thought. They were sitting there at full volume in the back. You had to scream at them 9-10 times, and it didn't land. It didn't land effectively.
They cucked you in your own home, at your own workplace.
They were screaming in the background.
The strategy was misunderstood. When they were on mic, they weren't loud enough. And when they were off mic, they were too loud. And there wasn't
That's not unusual. How long have we had that happen where drunky drunkersons will be like,
always,
saliva, saliva, lada, saliva. And then it's like, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Also, I'm okay. How little does your family respect you if they're like, dad's going to do his work thing tonight? But we're just going to go ahead and throw three people into it.
That's mean.
No,
that's
I don't think it's a lack of respect. No. I think we posted on, as we always do, there was a post on Facebook that tonight was the cocktail party.
Yes.
And it was their anniversary, and they decided to drop in. I could have kicked them out.
Did the party? Well, no. I mean, I might have said, go upstairs and do it. How late did the party go after the show was over?
Well, they arrived on their anniversary. You know, it was their anniversary that night, and they left, and it wasn't their anniversary anymore. Oh. It was just
so they stayed for the duration.
It was a long evening. No, there were no keys. There were no fish bowls. But they did stay into the
evening. Everybody in bed. It looked like
the grandparents in Willy Wonka. It was a late evening, and I do remember that a lot of vodka disappeared, and we're looking at some paint samples. And to get some painting done on the main level. And Carrie is indecisive about what color she wants. And Kristen has got quite an eye for decor. And so she brought out the paint chips, which is, just hell on earth for me. And this is one of the last things I remember. Let's say that these papers are Sherwin-Williams paint chips. And Carrie says, Kristen, what do you think of these? And Kristen went, no, 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 15% yes, no, maybe.
And so we wake
up the next morning, and we go downstairs, and the first thing I say is, Carrie, Kristen left her glasses. And Carrie, who had also had quite a bit to drink the night before, said, seeing or drinking? And I said, seeing, and they're called eyeglasses, not seeing glasses. And then Carrie says, why are there paint chips all over the kitchen floor? I said, because Kristen threw them. She said, why did she throw them? And she said, if you don't remember, there's no need to explain. But know this, she doesn't like the colors you picked.
they were a delightful, delightful distraction.
Well, I will say this. They sent me no fewer than 5 texts thanking all of us.
That's sweet.
To be a part of the show. They were very thrilled to be a part of it. And I think it's funny, if you look at the thumbnail for the Friday night show, it features Rob Chubbuck. Not exactly a regular of the show. Yep. Yeah,
by the way, how rich are they? Are they super rich? Is that
No, not really. They purchased their home in Leesburg at a good time.
Do you
time.
Think they pay taxes?
$750 every year.
Speaking of money, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, hey, collectible fans,
yes.
People that sports memorabilia, is that your bag? We have an opportunity for you that is truly, truly special. We'll talk to Oscar about that when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your pies, I'm Paulie. In my neighborhood, when you said fruitcake, that meant that crazy Dominic was at it again. But in TMOS land, Rob Spiewak's phenomenal fruitcakes are back, baby.
Baby.
Right in time for the upcoming holidays. And make sure you get extras for your mother, your father, or even your kumada. So head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the fruitcake banner, and get the deluxe or the super premium. And that comes with a lot of extra goodies. Do it today, or you'll be sorry. Now, let's return to Chico and the Man, already in progress. Look into
my pants. It's our second Jack Albertson reference today, actually.
Hi, Polly. Hey, Polly Christine. Weird show. Trying to get that. I'm riding your bus, Polly. I'm riding your bus. We're going to take the bus to the airport and then go to Cancun. We're going to beaches, Pauly.
Hey, Pauly's still in his pool, Jack. Did you know that?
Hey, Pauly, you want to go to the Dominican Republic? All right, here we go. This portion of our program brought to you by Freshly. We've all spent so much time at home. The people at Freshly know you're going a little squirrely, and they're also knowing you're tired of cooking. Eat up already.
Yes.
That's where Freshly takes care of things for you. Just ask Oscar. He lives on it. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work for you. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Just choose a plan that works for you and take a break from all that cooking. Whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, or something from your personal home bistro, Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love it. Freshly, Freshly, Freshly. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. Collector alert. Collector alert. I knew nothing about what Oscar was talking about before the show, but there is a baseball card deal to be had right there. You were talking about your collection.
It could be a deal. For a while now, I've been hearing that there's a renaissance about that comes with baseball cards, football cards, basketball cards. They've gotten very elaborate where they have their pieces of jersey, of turf, of the actual garden. If there's a stadium that's been collapsed, there's a piece of plastic from seats. Like there's
different things. I thought you were talking about pubes.
No. Boston Garden type of situation. And
they've got LeBron, a piece of LeBron.
That would be popular. I mean, I would definitely see if I could bid on that guy.
That's it. I love my carts.
but they're beautifully displayed. You could buy now these cards early on in their life cycle, before somebody becomes famous, and that's how you basically would make a profit on these cards, because once they break out within their respective sport, then the actual, I guess, the value of the card goes up.
For example, and I'll just say this, I've dug these out not long ago. This is Sonny Jurgensen when he played on the Eagles. Wow. Which is, it's a, you know, pre-Redskins or pre-Washington football team
signature.
And this is Sam Huff, his rookie card.
Yeah.
And these are two gifts from my father that I keep at my desk. But I mean, this is stuff the people that really focus on the game of the cards, it's gold to them.
What's the value of those guys?
I wouldn't even know. I couldn't even tell you.
You just eBay. You have the internet. Right. If you could just check, please.
I will. I shall.
So, and this comes full circle.
I got some old ones my grandfather gave me. I've got some real.
Really?
Yeah, I got a Honus Wagner.
Oh, no. Last name Wagner.
Yeah, I've got a 1909 Honus Wagner.
Fantastic. I have nothing close to that. I think I
isn't
might
that
have...
in the sp- isn't the spokes of your bicycle to make it sound like a motorcycle?
Yeah, I used it on my bike and then I let Michael play with it. He's got it in his room now. That Winslow got it.
I've got a ripped Mickey Mantle card, which is worth nothing, I imagine, and a dog-eared Yogi Berra, which are the oldest cards I have. And then my most valuable...
I have a 1952 Mickey Mantle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you don't seem like a collectibles type of guy.
Well, I don't collect them. They were in a cigar box that my dad had, and I gave them to Michael, and I think he played with them in the tub.
good pool toys.
he does submarine stuff with the 1952 Mickey Mantle and his 1916 Babe Ruth.
So I read an article about some of these rare cards and how they're making a comeback. And to my knowledge, the most valuable card I had in the collection was neither the damaged damaged Mickey Mantle or the dog-eared Yogi Berra. It was the Gem Mint 10 in plastic in like a 4-screwed sealed container of the Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card from years ago. And that's maybe worth $150. It's not. It's not mine.
Yeah, but it's
changing.
still bad. Right? The way I
carried it around forever. It's something that I don't think I'd ever sell at the moment because I enjoy having that. But What I have plenty of are these Billy Ripken 1989 Fleer cards, which when I was younger, and I would say the age of maybe 11, 12, 13, when I was collecting, my dad would take me to baseball card shows and sit outside the baseball card show and read the Washington Post while I just milled around making bad transactions and bad deals with grown men. It was Billy Ripken's F-face card. And so there was a big
prank. And I didn't know what that was when you told me.
Yeah. And also we should say that when you mentioned these card brands, you mentioned Upper Deck. Upper Deck was always sort of the top tier. Topps was sort of like the General Motors of baseball cards. And Fleer was suck.
Fleer was like IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
Of cards. But they had some sort of value. And Fleer had published a card of that year's Orioles players. And Billy Ripken, Cal Ripken's brother, was on the squad, and it's his portrait picture like you would see with the player in the bat, and at the bottom of the bat on the bottom of the barrel, you've got his teammates played a prank on him and wrote F face, but the full word F U face, and it went to print.
Yes.
So you as a kid, that's the coolest thing that's ever happened. You're like, oh no, I can't believe this went to print. It's not an error on a card or a misprint. It is literally something they took and it just went on through the sensors.
By the way, did you and Chad do baseball cards? Did you make your own baseball cards? I knew
We did show cards.
By the way, if you want to if you're a radio personality, look at something that would be an idea and then go to Big O and Duke's website.
Yes.
They've done every possible stunt that stunts can be. And a lot of DJs have done stunts, but they've done all of them.
Yes.
All of them. So you sold baseball cards to or you gave them away?
We sold them. It was a one run and done because you can't just continue doing that on a regular basis and expect to make sort of return.
Wouldn't want to do it every season.
No. But it worked out. But this is more about the Fleer Billy Ripken F-face ones.
Right.
At one point, were really, really valued because everybody wanted them in demand, supply and demand.
They're not anymore?
They weren't for a while. I thought they were like $5 cards. I looked them up just yesterday, anywhere from $40, $50. And I think I might have 25 of them, for God's sakes, because all I wanted was the F-face card.
Because you're a misspent youth, and that's what you traded for.
Yes, yes, yes.
Duh. Yeah. Would you cash them in now?
Yes!
Or would you,
all day.
Would you give them away?
No. No.
Just asking. So, what do you think the value of each one of these cards is?
Well, they're in plastic. They're sealed up.
Are they pressed in plastic or are they in a sheet, like a plastic sheet?
They're pressed in plastic.
By the way, I got the values of these. Sonny, and these for unautographed ones, so these are probably a little pricier. Sonny is trading for $60 and Sam Huff for $30 right now.
Not bad.
But these are autographed.
All right, if you can give me three of the Billy Ripkens, I'll give you two of my Eddie Planks.
Why do you?
My 1909 Eddie Plank.
Remember, Mike, you got that one because that's when baseball cards came in cigarettes. So you were smoking and collecting your Eddie Plank baseball card.
Right.
I feel like there is.
I'll tell you what. If you give me five of your Billy Ripken F-face, I will give you one, and I only have one, of my Ty Cobb tobacco.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
All right, very good.
He was a very nice man, Ty Cobb was.
Yes, he was. He looked like
Rob says,
he looked nice.
Rob said that he looked nice. Rob said that he used to flip baseball cards.
Did you guys ever do that? This was a big pastime at the bus stop. It was basically gambling, like pitching pennies. You would get a stack of cards, and if it was two people flipping, one person would flip, and it would either land, stat side up or picture side up. And then if you flipped and matched the side, you won both cards.
Oh.
Now, I didn't do that.
No.
And then if it was more than two, it was like the odd card would win the pot. And it used to be fun to get five or six people doing it.
What we used to do at the bus stop is I used to watch Dougie Newell smoke weed. That's what we used to do.
Did you bet on
morning.
It?
Yeah, I bet he is. Is he gonna do a farmer's knot right after that? Yep, he did it. They'd be like, cold out at that bus stop. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Michael Barrett Show.
This is your president speaking.
These are trying times. So now I will provide you with more of my favorite words. When you hear these, it will help. It just will. Fancy, drippy, golden brown, grape, rope, hooker, intense, pointy, soda, glazed, smurf, cute, jacuzzi, parcheesi, ham, bunny rabbit, Sinbad, dodgeball, energy, pee. I meant the vegetable, not the other one, but that's okay too. And supremacy. Thank you. Don't trust the postal service. And don't forget to vote on December 13th. Remember, you can't spell America without me. Get bent.
Do you think he'll use any of those words tonight?
Glazed.
Golden brown.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know the NFL is back and the NBA playoffs are in full swing, which can only mean one thing. It's winning season.
Yes!
At MyBookie.
Mm.
Here's a fact. A game is 10 times more exciting when you put something on the line. You know what I mean?
True. So true.
Come on. Whether it's a gut feeling about a matchup or if you're just betting on your team because they're your team, it takes it to the next level. MyBookie is your best bet this season. I'm betting every game for every team that's playing the Giants for the rest of the season.
And you'll be a millionaire.
I'm not doing that. By the way, listen to this. This is not betting because you are rooting for your own team. This is betting to take the pain away.
Yes.
Betting can take the pain away. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
It really can.
It helps.
They've made it simple at MyBookie to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry. And they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest with that kind of potential return. $10 to win $1,000. Sign me up.
Do it.
Use the promo code TMOS to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. It's easy. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. NFL, NBA, MLB, they've got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. MyBookie, go out and have some fun.
Mike, I'll give you a full report of the status and condition of these cards because my mom finally texted me back right during the show about where my cards are.
Give me that. I'd like to hear that. Rob, get the news sounder ready.
She said, I said, and ¿dónde están mis tarjetas de baseball? I write her this morning before the show. Uh-huh. And she goes, están con tus juguetes de cuando eras chiquito, which is basically they're with your toys when you're a baby. So where that is in the house, who knows?
It's next to the printers that she has downstairs. She's got the print. All right, everybody, it's time for news you may not need. This is the lady we've been paying attention to. Carol Baskin was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars last night, which is only surprising because she wasn't the first to go. That was former NBA star Charles Oakley, who was axed last week. At the end of the episode, Tyra Banks announced that Carol and Anne Heche were in the bottom two, and the three judges saved Anne. Carol was also in the bottom two last week, but she was saved that time. After the verdict, Carol said, quote, my husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home. She's talking about Howard, not the guy she fed to the Tigers.
Did any of you, there was, I think,
DJ in America made that same joke. What?
The ID channel, there was a documentary on the childhood of Joe Exotic. I spent about 10 minutes with it last night. He, when he was in elementary school, was charged with taking care of the classroom mice over the summer, and he took home two mice and returned the next fall with like 60 mice. He's been unsafely breeding animals since he was just a little boy.
Oh, that is awesome. I love that. Dave Chappelle, his series Intimate Socially Distanced Comedy Shows in Yellow Springs, Ohio, have been shut down.
Oh, no.
Because one of the recurring performers may have come down with the COVID. This past Friday's show was canceled just hours before start time, and four remaining shows have been axed out of, quote, an abundance of caution. Some of the biggest names in comedy have done sets at these shows. They include Chris Rock, David Letterman. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Jon Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, Michael Che, Sarah Silverman, Louis C.K., and Michael Wolff. That's a hit list right there. There's no word on who may have caught the coronavirus, but it's reportedly Not one of those comics. So I didn't know he did that. I guess he's recording them.
Socially
so
distant.
We can all see them.
Hey, it's your old buddy Dave. Yeah. I have no sense of taste anymore.
Yeah, he's got it in his beard. It's hiding in that beard.
Oh, no.
I'll be watching. The official title of Borat 2 has been announced. I am a Borat fan. It is crazy, just like he is, and it's long. This is the new title of the movie.
The movie, yeah.
It's Borat. Borat. Gift of pornographic monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan. He's funny. It's not clear where or when we're going to get to see it or exactly how Vice Premier Mikhail Pence figures into it. The office title, the official title of the original Borat was actually Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
You know, that
so
movie,
this is on brand. You know.
That is a movie that I laughed, but also my jaw was open because I went and saw it in the theater like the second day it was out, and it hadn't really gotten wide as to how wild it was. When he comes into the dinner party holding the bag, I almost yelled out in the theater. I couldn't believe he was doing that. Unbelievably
comes downstairs
funny.
With his poop in a bag. It was spectacular.
With what to put this?
Yeah, you'll never get this. In case you didn't hear this last week, Kraft created a pumpkin spice mac and cheese. There it is. But it was only available through a contest in Canada. I guess they trial a lot of things up there. Apparently, they heard everyone in the U.S. going, "You serious?" Because Kraft seemed to quickly realize this country would be all about it, and they decided to bring it to America, too. So, through, I think today, you can win pumpkin spice mac and cheese by tweeting at Kraft Mac and Cheese and using the hashtag pumpkin spice KMC and hashtag sweepstakes.
So it's a lot of work.
It is for something that tastes like crap.
They'll be giving away boxes of pumpkin spice mac and cheese to 1,000 people. It's stunting. They're not going to. Oh, yeah. How would you eat it? The flavors don't mesh at all. Well,
but it's already the right color.
Yeah, it is, but it's
orange.
Gross.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
Before you decide to make yourself look like the most frightening human being alive, I have a very strong opinion on this story. Maybe it's a good idea to consider how it works with your career. There is a 35-year-old guy. It is called Palaiso France, and his name is Sylvain Hallain, and he recently lost his job as a kindergarten teacher. I don't know if you saw this guy online.
No.
He is covered from head to toe in tattoos, and his eyes are surgically blackened to look like demon eyes.
Mm. Oh.
So the kids were terrified when they saw him because he's a kindergarten teacher. Come on. One three-year-old in the preschool even had nightmares because of it. Only one. The kid's parents complained, and he lost his kindergarten job. He's still at the school, though.
That's good.
So weird. He's teaching older kids now. Now, if you're like a middle schooler or a high schooler, I think it'd be, hey, we get to go to the class to see the weird-looking teacher.
Sure, yeah.
Sylvain thinks it was unfair for him to lose his kindergarten gig. All of my students and their parents were always cool with me. By the way, he says he's spent more than 460 hours getting tattoos and got most of them when he was 27 because of a, quote, existential crisis that I had.
Wow.
We've all made mistakes.
Yeah. And by the way, I think it's Wednesday this week I'm getting my eyes darkened. So that'll be nice.
Oh, that would be so exciting for the show. And now a little something. Deputies and Animal Services officers in Virginia responded to a resident's home where a turkey crashed through a window and barricaded itself inside the bathroom. This is Loudoun County. Loudoun County Animal Services said a pair of Loudoun County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a local home where a resident reported hearing a window breaking, followed by the sound of the apparent culprit moving through the home. An Animal Services officer responded to the call for backup and helped the deputies get the turkey out of the house. Here's the quote. "We're happy to report that while the turkey did take out the entire window in the family's home, He was unhurt and quickly fled the scene to roost in a nearby tree. Now that things are back to normal in Loudoun County, where the only turkey barricaded in his home is Rob Spiewak. Thank you very much. There's the joke that coming for a long time. We'll take a break. Come back with that audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Hey, humans, it's me again,
Jumping.
Winslow.
Jumper.
Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Thank you, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mr. Sourpuss. I get it. Everything just seems so sad right now.
Your board is still sticky from the truly hard seltzer that got spilled on it. Oh, I cleaned it. Good. Anyway, your wife is oddly focused on Oscar's arms.
Hmm.
And the most exciting part of your day was when the Chubbucks bombarded your home and forced mango martinis down your wife's throat. Unrewarding.
Unrewarding.
Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures will take you back to the good old days. Jump aboard the Killadilla Vanilla Rototilla and let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy them now and have something to look forward to. Listen up. We're raising awareness. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website. Buy as many as you like. Times limited. MikeOmeraShow.com. Click the banner. Get them in time for the holidays. And every purchase supports TMOS. Shout out to my walnuts, boy.
Hey, yeah.
You know, we're down to the last few days, guys. Do not delay. You need to do this now.
When are we shutting it down? When are we shutting the fruitcakes
down? I would say mid-October. Mid-October.
All right, well, that is down to the wire. You got half down of the month, wire. So get cracking. You'll be sorry.
Mike, watch out for the cracking. You know, it's not a great time to travel at all. Certainly not a great time to travel by air. But if you do travel by air, you want it to be nice. You don't want like a crying baby behind you, do you? You want it to be a pleasant experience in the air. Mm-hmm. What you really don't want is the flight to Michigan where a lady undid her seatbelt, started climbing over the seats, and making this ruckus.
I got it.
People are liking
it in the air.
Yes.
She took some. She was just fine in there, and she took some.
Luckily, the flight attendant approached her and said, "Are you okay, Reagan?"
What was the deal? Wade?
She just
what
was she's the, just she's just nuts.
She had a psychotic episode.
Yeah, she did.
Did it burn?
I'm reading it now. My peanut allergy is what it was.
By the way, we have a clip from Mrs. Chubbuck at the bonus show on Friday night. Let's play that clip, shall you?
Yeah, let's play it.
Here we go.
Mango martini.
I got it.
You'll kindly undo this seatbelt.
You know what? Thank God I've never had the experience of having... Even an unruly passenger on a, you know, I've had lots of laughs. For God's sake, probably the most out of control person. I was the most out of control. I just don't know what I'd do. I don't know if I'd be, I'm such a type A that I might have to get involved with that if I heard somebody terrifying little kids on a plane like that.
I think it's at ukmail.com. You can Google it. It's horrifying to watch. Now, as a vinyl enthusiast, and I've been buying a couple records lately, this is exciting. every now and then they re-release an album of all the themes to the James Bond songs, movies rather. And they're releasing a 3-LP set that has all 25 James Bond themes coming out on gold vinyl. It's really cool. But if you don't have the time to listen to a 3-LP set, there's a guy on YouTube that did 25 James Bond themes in 63 seconds.
From Russia with love, Goldfinger, and he strikes like thunderbolt. You only live twice. We have all the time.
Oh, no! Oh, I thought that would play better.
Jesus Christ.
All right, wow. So I'll give you some good news, Mike.
Well, I would have played if he did some editing, but not if it's him on his guitar. God, so, yeah.
Mike, good news. Sorry. As we get to the new normal, they're reopening the Washington Monument.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Wasn't it already socially distanced?
Well, I mean, once you're up there, yeah, you're very far away from everybody. They're going to take it down from like 12 people in the elevator to 4 people at the elevator. You have to get your tickets in advance. But if you really want the details, you have to go to a representative from the National Park Service.
Tell us more about some of the restrictions, because it is still the middle of this pandemic. There are restrictions and things you need to know. Mike Litter is from the National Park Service is joining us live. Mike, thanks for coming out this morning.
Morning, Bob.
Mike Litter doesn't say no to anything.
You still remember. You still remember. You get to play that one again. Yeah. You still remember.
Tell us more about some of the restrictions, because it is still the middle of this pandemic. There are restrictions and things you need to know. Mike Litter is from the National Park Service is joining us live. Mike, thanks for coming out this morning.
Morning, Bob.
He does every interview, and it's surprising because a lot of people have trouble finding him, but he's always there for Channel 5.
But it's the delivery. It's the nervous. It's the nervous reporter. And by the way, they got this lady that's covering the Biden campaign with big teeth, who is so hard to listen to. She's like, she is just on the level of completely losing it. Know that, she screeches. It drives me nuts. I love collected reporters,
right?
Calm reporters, you
like
know,
Savage.
Like that weatherman down here. Yeah, like. Martin Savage, so the Texas don't matter. Well, that's the way it is here on the ground in Atlanta where I lived when I was an anchor a long time ago. Martin Savage.
Well, I do know this, is that when they throw it to this guy and when the guy introduces him and when he talks to him and he throws it back to the desk, they only say his name once. And it's this time.
Tell us more about some of the restrictions, because it is still the middle of this pandemic. There are restrictions and things you need to know. Mike Litter is from the National Park Service is joining us live. Mike, thanks for coming out this morning.
Morning, Bob.
He was wearing a mask. That's your magic audio.
Morning, Bob. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
You
have
doing?
A great Mike Tuesday, everybody.
Rio, fantastic. That's a fitting way to end the show. Hey, thanks for all the good work yesterday on our studio improvements. We appreciate that. And thanks for bearing with us on that one, everybody. And for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea?
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
Is there anything wrong?
I don't feel very good.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
The best is yet to come!